With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police were on the scene Friday as pro-Hamas protesters tried to get into the Brooklyn Museum. Video online showed protesters climbing stairs on the outside of the building. Police were making arrests. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. slams the jury's verdict in former President Trump's New York case, calling it profoundly undemocratic and warning that it will backfire against Democrats in November.
Kennedy wrote on the social platform X, quote, "America deserves a president who can win at the ballot box without compromising our government's separation of powers or weaponizing the courts. You can't save democracy by destroying it first. The Democrats are afraid they will lose in the voting booth, so instead they go after President Trump in the courtroom." Kennedy claimed that Democrats wouldn't challenge Trump on his record because they pushed for the same policies he did. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on X, "These charges should never have been brought in the first place. I expect the conviction to be overturned on appeal." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the rhetorical war on coal is back.
Recent moves by the Biden administration to rein in pollution and so-called climate change could hasten the closure of coal-fired power plants and the mines that supply them. Supporters say the changes are long overdue to address health problems from coal pollution. Republicans, though, say the result will be higher electricity prices and fewer lucrative coal jobs. The stakes are high in the Powder River Basin along the Montana-Wyoming border. It has the largest coal mines in the U.S. and a power plant that government officials say is a top emitter of toxic pollution. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
In Washington State, a statewide ban on most styrofoam containers goes into effect today. The Washington Department of Ecology says the ban is an expansion of a 2021 law that reduces single-use plastics in the state. Walgreens lowering prices on more than 1,300 items. This is SRN News. There's a new symbol for the Episcopal Church USA.
You've probably seen the denomination's nearly 100-year-old shield, a white field divided by a red cross with nine small white crosses on a field of blue in the upper left quadrant. Well, Episcopal leadership is debuting a new shield just in time for Gay Pride Month. It keeps the blue field but fills the other three quadrants of the shield with various rainbow pride flags, including the Progress Pride flag and Philadelphia Pride flag. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Samaritan's Purse sends cleanup crews to states savaged by tornadoes and other strong storms this past weekend. Several people were killed by the bad weather in Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas. Samaritan's Purse President Franklin Graham says our relief teams are now deployed in multiple communities. We also have Billy Graham Rapid Response Team chaplains on the ground ministering to storm victims. This is SRN News. Slovakia Prime Minister Robert Fico is moved from a hospital 2 weeks after being seriously wounded in an assassination attempt.
The hospital said that Robert Fico had been airlifted to the capital Bratislava and then taken home to continue his recovery. Security has been stepped up around his flat in the diplomatic district. Mr. Fico needed several operations after the shooting, which took place as he greeted supporters after a government meeting on the 15th of May. The attacker was arrested on the spot and was remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with premeditated attempted murder.
The U.S. Postal Service is out with its list of the top cities for dog bites involving mail carriers. Los Angeles is number one on the list, with 65 mail carriers bitten last year. Houston came in second, followed by Chicago, St. Louis, and Cleveland. More details at SRNnews.com.